Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Have you checked out ClintonCountyDailyNews.com lately? If it's been a while, take a few minutes to log on through your computer, tablet, or smartphone. We have recently added new features on our tabs. Now when you click on the Community tab, click Fun and Games for cartoons, crossword puzzles, Sudoku, and more. Plus, we've recently added a Spanish translation tab for the Latino community. Log on now for the latest going on in Clinton County. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
The young lady had called me up a few months ago from South Carolina. She wants to go to Ole Miss and pay four times the tuition because she's out of state instead of going to South Carolina, in-state. Why? I asked her. The houses around Ole Miss, it's such a pretty town.
It is very pretty.
No! It's a pretty town. You're killing me here.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
The Colfax Lions Club Demo Derby fundraiser for Clinton Prairie, scheduled for this Sunday, has been rescheduled due to rain. The new date is Sunday, November 7th at 4 p.m. at the Colfax Lions Club Park. You can still register at Hammer Inc. Promotions on Facebook. For questions, email us at ColfaxLionsClubDemo@gmail.com. Again, the Colfax Lions Club Demo Derby fundraiser for Clinton Prairie for Sunday has been rescheduled for Sunday, November 7th at 4 p.m. at the Colfax Lions Club Park. Brought to you by Bailey Trucking and the Colfax Lions Club.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
See your future. Sometime in the next month, you'll go out to eat again. Jenny here. The Big Deals online store can make your future even brighter with restaurant gift certificates. There's something for everyone. They spend just like cash and never expire, so you can buy them now and use them whenever you want. Shop anytime, save all the time. The Big Deals online store.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm Insurance agent, Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. Many thanks to our first guest, who's been Clinton Central head football coach, George Gilbert. Now we're going to be joined by Carroll head football coach, Blake Betzner. Blake, good morning. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing just fine. Congratulations on your win from last night, 35-0 over Frontier. So talk a little bit about the game from last night.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there were some worries. I think they've got two really good players. Their quarterback is a really, really good player. And their center and middle linebacker is an all-state level kid. He's only a junior, too. So, but they had a couple guys that I thought were some of the best on the field last night. So, there's some things you look at and they're like, well, he's going to, the quarterback's going to carry the ball a lot. We're going to have to get him down. And, I mean, he was a handful last night for us early, especially in the first half. But, the other nerve part was fall break, the weird schedule, kids waking up probably at noon, staying up until 4 o'clock in the morning, waking up at noon, drudging into practice. The atmosphere wasn't like it was on Friday as it has been on other Fridays. So all that, is sometimes a perfect storm for just not playing very well. And our kids didn't do that. They just came out, did what they needed to do. And by mid third quarter, we had our JV in. So we're pretty happy with the outcome.
Who played well for you last night?
Defense played pretty well. So we played really vanilla defense last night. We did the bend, don't break. We didn't want to give up any big plays. We were willing to give them a few yards on the run, running, but we didn't want to give up the big play. They have a pretty good wide receiver, and again, the quarterback's pretty talented. So defense did exactly what we wanted them to do. You know, they got a few yards, but when it came down to it, we just stopped them. So defense played well, really well again. And then Metzger played good. We switched our offensive line around a little bit just to change some things, and they blocked really well. They did a really nice job, too. So I'd say, you know, both sides of the ball just had a really nice night.
I take it you kind of use this game as kind of a little practice type of thing for to see what you could do maybe, and if something comes up in the future.
Yeah, so we put some things in, but, you know, we practiced a lot this week for a bunch of different stuff. But, you know, again, we use this game just to get better at what we do. You know, just one of the techniques and, you know, blocking, you know, making sure you stay on your blocks. Back, we really honed in on that stuff this week, and I thought it made us a lot better.
And also now you get to play Traitors Point Christian, which you haven't played yet this year. So what do you know about them?
I know they're fast. Everybody I've talked to that have talked about them said they're really fast. They play on turf, so that's going to make them even faster. But, you know, I think we match up speed-wise. We got a lot of fast kids, too. So the speed doesn't – usually that, you know, isn't as big a deterrent as just a huge offensive line that can just run down our throat or a huge defensive line that we can't block. So – I'm hoping it matches up with our skill level, you know, our skill set better than just a gigantic team that's just going to run it down our throat.
This is a road game now for you, I believe, this week and coming up. And so how different is that going to be for you? Because you've been playing at home here quite a little bit the last month or so.
Yeah, and I we just try to do it as business as normal, you know, like get out there, go play, get home, survive another week. The kids are excited about playing on turf, so that'll be neat for them. They've never, you know, we haven't done that. Well, they did last year against Taylor, but we haven't done that this year. So they're excited to get out of there, and they know. That's what I told them. Second game of the sectionals is tough because first game is the first, you know, it's new, a new season. Second game is just, you know, the lull to get to the, you know, the championship, and we can't treat it like that. We got to have a really, really good week of practice, and everybody's got to, you know, be there. And that's the thing, and I'm so thankful, you know, because I hear all these horror stories of, you know, fall break and kids not showing up and, you know, doing those things. We just don't have those problems. It's just been so nice. The kids are bought in. I don't have to worry about kids not coming to practice or, you know, give me this last-minute excuse about something. You know, they've been there, so I know how they'll come to practice this week. They don't want to lose.
You would assume, with the records the way they are, that you will be playing Clinton Prairie in the championship game in 2 weeks, but that's something you never know. Tri-County is 0-8, so I think you guys played them earlier this year, didn't you?
We did, yeah. We played in the first game of the year. So, yeah. No, I think Traitors Point and Clinton Prairie are similar teams, just with what they, you know, they spread it out, do that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I think we'll have two really tough opponents the next 2 weeks if we're lucky enough to get there.
Well, I think you'll get there. I really do think you'll get there. So, did you come out healthy and everything last night?
Yeah. So that's one thing. You know, we've really tried to do that this year. You know, I know we've got good numbers, but we've talked about this before. You know, we've got great numbers, but a lot of kids, you know, that are playing haven't played football a lot. You know, or, you know, we have 51 kids, but we probably only got 21 varsity-ready players.
Are you with us yet, Blake? Because he went silent all at once. So.
Because we have 27, 28 varsity-level kids. And it's just, and next year we'll have 45 varsity level kids. So it's really neat to see that transition of available kids ready and able to play at that level. So I think that's really what changed our program this year, is just the amount of kids that are ready to play.
And when you, and if and when you do get people hurt, you got the depth behind them to go ahead and, you know, fill in that spot.
Yes, no, exactly. And that's, you know, we've talked about that a lot. We have 15, 16 sophomores, 16 freshmen. I mean, we got a really good numbers in the, you know, sophomore freshman group that, you know, a lot of those guys will be really close to being ready.
Okay, so you're gonna start at 7 o'clock. Then I take it next week or this week.
Yes, we'll be there. We'll be there at 7.
Where do they have their own high school, or do they play elsewhere?
No, they have their own school. I've never been there.
I haven't either. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I've heard about it, but I mean, on film they got a really nice field, so. I'm interested to see the area.
Okay. Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
Nope. Just thank you guys. Appreciate it. Hopefully we'll talk to you for a few more weeks.
I hope we do too. Blake, congratulations on last night. Take good care. We'll talk to you probably next week, okay?
All right. Thanks, Jim.
All right. Thanks. Mm. Blake Betzner, the head football coach over at Carroll. He's been our guest here. Let's take a look at the scores from last night real quick here while we got a few minutes. Sagamore Conference, Bishop Chittard defeated Frankfort 41-7. Lebanon defeated Beech Grove 42-6. North Montgomery defeated Yorktown in double overtime, 6-0. Western Boone defeated Crawfordsville 41-14. Tri-West abominated West Vigo 62-12. Danville defeated Greencastle 41-7. And Southmont defeated Cascade 21-7. Interesting game coming up this week as Lebanon goes to Roncalli. That should be an interesting game next coming Friday night. That should be fun to watch. Over in the Hoosier Heartland last night, of course, we know that Prairie defeated Central 20-8. Carroll defeated Frontier 35-0. It was Delphi overcast 28-20. Eastbrook defeated Eastern 56-14. Taylor got its first victory of the year last night. They defeated Southern Wells 44-37. Union City defeated Tri-Central 25-14. And Park Tudor defeated Sheridan 26-7. So everything is set up for next week. I will have the game for you between Tri-County and Clinton Prairie next Friday night. Over at the Hoosier Conference, that's not a bit of a surprise, as West Lafayette, who was unbeaten during this regular season, got beat by Brebeuf 24-14. Roncalli defeated Western 47-8. It was Hanover over Twin Lakes 53-20. Concordia defeated Northwestern 48-14. Guerin got past Hamilton Heights, probably one of the better games of the night, 21-20. Rensselaer defeated North Newton 52-8. Tipton defeated Blackford 42-6, and Central Catholic moved on as they defeated South Vermillion by a score of 53-20. Games next week for over in the Hoosier Conference. Central Catholic journeys down to Southmont to play the Mounties next week. Tipton's at Alexandria. Benton Central, who did not play this past week, but will play this next week, will play at Hanover. That'll be a short postseason for them, more than likely. And Rensselaer goes to Andrean to face that club up north. We're going to take a break now. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierlandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Isn't it interesting? This whole thing about growing up. And that's what we talk about here every day on the show, directly or indirectly, is, am I ready to delay pleasure to win? Dave, I want to change the rules. Can I change the baby steps? No, because you can't change the baby steps. You don't get to make up new math rules. There are certain laws and certain principles that work every time. You're not the exception.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Shop local, buy local, save big.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. And best of all, they never expire.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. Many thanks to our first two guests, George Gilbert from Clinton Central and Blake Betzer from Carroll. Now we're going to bring in Raymond Jones from Clinton Prairie. Raymond, how are you doing this morning?
Doing well, Ken. Thanks for having me on.
Not a problem at all. You guys, typical game. I think the first game that you guys played this year, a little atypical, but basically last night was kind of what you thought would be most time you play those people.
Yeah, and you know, the first game of the year, you got to throw that out the window going into a sectional game. But number two, it's hard to play a team two times in a year and then beat them twice in a year. And you know, especially when you have going against a team like Clinton Central with Coach Gilbert, who just does a fantastic job. You know what he does, what he does year after year, and there's a reason he's been successful. And we knew going into this week. We tried to tell our kids, you know, and you got to throw that first game out the window because they will be ready. They'll have a great plan, and they're hungry. I mean, they're coming off two losses and overtimes the last couple of weeks. I mean, you could see that they're improving. So we knew it was going to be a battle. We knew that it was going to be a fight, and they played really, really tough all night.
Scoreless game at halftime. So what was in, and you got behind 8-0 early in the third quarter. So after that, what happened to get you guys going?
Yeah, you know, it was 0-0 going into halftime, and I think that was it's good for our kids to be in games like that. Obviously, we want to win them, you know, bigger margins, but you know, it's good for your competitiveness. It's good for your mindset to be in games like that. Going in at halftime 0-0 and just resetting was good for us, and then we came out and we gave up a score and went down 8-0. And at that point, you know, I listened to Coach Gilbert talk earlier, and that he said that was a turning point. I 100% agree. The way our kids responded after we went down 8 points and came back out and got a really nice kick return, and then got on the field and just kept moving, kept motivated to push the pace and push the tempo. It was good for us, and our kids responded.
Who are the ones that have played exceptionally well for you last night?
Our quarterback, Drew Blacker, did a fantastic job. He was 6-for-12 passing, and it rained and missed all night. It was wet, but 6-for-12 passing to 5 different receivers, so spread the ball around. He was able to find some people when we needed it to connect with them. And you know, he ran for 3 touchdowns last night, 101 yards. He kind of took over along with Seth Whitlock, who was our other tailback, who ended up with 16 carries for 127 yards. Usually we rotate 3 guys back there at tailback, but the way Seth ran early, I mean, it was conducive to keep him in a game like that. He runs really well, has great balance in the mud. So those two guys offensively in our run game did a great job. Our offensive line came and battled, and had to adjust to some scheme differences up front. And they were able to, you know, to open holes, to get our offense going at that point.
Would you rather play in a situation like last night, or would you rather have a more heavier rain than what you had last night?
I'd rather have no rain.
Yeah, I know what you mean by that. Yeah, I understand that.
But no, I mean, hey, you know what? The mist. Last night was a beautiful fall football game. If you don't get excited to play football in a night like last night, I don't know if you can get excited. I mean, it was a beautiful night. Over a heavier rain, I would absolutely pick last night in a heartbeat. It was a great fall night of football. Two really good teams in our area. They got together and competed, and they played their tails off, both sides.
Now you're getting to play a team that got a first round bye, hasn't won a game yet. So do you take them a little differently, or do you prepare just the same way and keep just move forward?
No, you know, we prepare just like every week. We have a process. We have how we approach a week is the same. Coach Davis, even though the record doesn't show it, I've watched the couple films so far that he sent. I mean, they play hard. This is not a game where you can just take it lightly because of their record. They got a really good tailback, a really good wing back, and their quarterback's pretty solid. And they're going to bring it. They've had 2 weeks now to prepare. I saw him last night, hanging out in the crowd, and, he's a CP grad, and, he's been around for a while. So, it'll be good to play, but we're going to approach it just like every week and be ready to go and, try to continue on and take it 1 week at a time.
Do you expect them to mix it up a little bit, or what do you expect out of them?
We're going to be ready for kind of what they do offensively. But, Coach Gilbert the last couple of weeks, he's changed up and went to some spread stuff here and there. And, when we played Carroll a couple of weeks ago, they came out of their norm a little bit early from their tight end wing stuff and got a little spread on us. It's good for teams to do things like that. It's good for us to have a plan, and we have to be able to defend those things each week. We'll defend what they do, but we'll also defend what maybe they could do. And we'll go from there. That way our kids are in the best position to be successful.
Any concern about being overconfident knowing that they haven't won a football game yet this year?
I don't know that I'm concerned about being overconfident. I think our kids do a really good job, of understanding what this moment is, what a game is, who the team is. We'll play whatever our base is. We'll play whatever our plan is, and our kids do a good job of coming out and trying to execute that each week.
So now you get this one, and you get to go play for a sectional title. Where would that game be at anyway? Do you have any idea yet?
I'm pretty sure just by the way things look, that it will be on the road, wherever that may be.
Okay.
Trader's Point or Carroll. I mean, that is going to be a fantastic game. Just knowing both teams and seeing both sides of there, that we scrimmaged Trader's Point over the summer, and they are good. They are fast. They're athletic. But Coach Betzner said the same thing in his interview. They are as well. So it's going to be a fantastic matchup, fantastic game.
Well, you guys got a lot to look forward to, and I know we're going to be out there next Friday night, so we'll just go ahead and go from there. So,
Yeah, we're just excited to advance. 2 weeks ago when we went to play Eastern, we still had a chance at a conference championship. Looking back, we were 14 points away throughout the season, 7 points against Delphi, 7 points against Eastern. Whether it's offensively or defensively, we were 14 points away from being conference champions this year. And it doesn't feel like that at sometimes, but when you look at it, we're right there. We're so close. We approach that week, we got to take this 1 week at a time. That was for a conference championship. This week was to advance. Next week's going to be the same. So, we're going to focus everything onto, each week. And just try to advance, try to keep playing and advance to the next week, whatever that may be.
Okay, did you come out healthy last night?
We did. We ended up losing two kids the week prior with some knee injuries. Clayton Perkins and Connor Cobb both were defensive starters, so we had to adjust a little bit on defense. One of them's a linebacker, and they're going to work their way back, but Seth Whitlock did a great job of filling in. Defensively, Clayton Perkins, who was a defensive back, Jonas Nip a couple last week filled in and got some reps there this week again. And Caden Davis started that position last night. He's a sophomore, physical kid. He did a great job of stepping in. Last time we played Coach Gilbert, they attacked our edges. They started to do that again last night, and that's where they got their score. We were a little weak over there early, but then Caden Davis and Caden Mollendorf both stepped up and really became physical after that point, and I think that was the turning to how we were able to have success late in the game. Those two on defense on our weak side kind of came and brought it and really helped us get some stops late in the game.
All righty. Anything else you want to add or bring up before I let you go?
No, I'm just excited to get another week with our team, with our coaches. Really enjoy who we have as a program. Really enjoy being around our coaches, and our coaches love coaching our kids. So, you know, getting to do that for an extra week and then hopefully earn one more week after that and then earn another one after that. It's great to continue to be able to be around and coach those kids. So
all right.
We're excited.
All right, Ray, congratulations on last night. Best luck to you this week. Take care, and we'll probably talk to you again next week, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. That was Raymond Jones, who's the head football coach at Clinton Prairie. He's been our guest. We got about 3 minutes left in this program, so let's quickly look at the pro world last night. Major League Baseball playoffs, the Houston Astros headed back to the World Series for the third time in 5 years. No scandal this time, I don't think. As they shut out Boston 5-0 last night, they win that series 4-2. The Atlanta Braves look to do the same thing tonight as they host the Dodgers in Atlanta. Game time is 8:08 on TBS, and if there is a game 7, it'll be tomorrow night, 7:38 on TBS for that one. Let's go look at the NFL here real quick. Colts have got a Sunday night game tomorrow night, 8:20 on NBC as they're out at San Francisco to face the 49ers. Couple big games around tomorrow. Chicago's at Tampa Bay, 4:25 on CBS. Cincinnati has got Baltimore on the road. That should be an interesting contest to see if the Bengals are getting any better at all. 1:00 game on CBS. Washington's at Green Bay. That's 1:00 on Fox tomorrow as well. So that's just some of the NFL games. Monday night is New Orleans at Seattle. I'm going to pass on the NBA right now. Games today in college football. We got time to run down this real quick. Big Ten games today. Northwestern is at Michigan. It's a noon start on Fox. Illinois is at Penn State. That's a noon start on ABC. If Sean Clifford doesn't play, Illinois, I think, has got a better-than-average chance to beat Penn State. You may think I'm crazy, but I just know how Penn State looked when they played Iowa when they didn't have Clifford around. At 3 o'clock on BTN, it's going to be Wisconsin at Purdue. Purdue pulled the upset at Iowa City last week. Let's see if they can avoid the pitfall of falling to Wisconsin. I don't want to see another game like they had against Minnesota over at Ross A this week. It'll be good to see if they can get another W this week. 3:30 on ESPN2, Maryland visits Minnesota. And then at 7:30 tonight, Ohio State is at Indiana on ABC. I don't know why they wanted to put this game on ABC for, but that's what they did. And they'll be playing tonight, 7:30 down at Bloomington. Big game up at South Bend tonight on NBC at 7:30 as USC plays at Notre Dame. That's going to wrap it up for this week's show. Thanks to our guests and to our sponsors, State Farm Insurance Agent Susan Casper. So join us next week for another Inside the Huddle. So until then, this is Ken Hartman saying so long and take care.
This has been Inside the Huddle on WILO, brought to you by Susan Casper of State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Join us next Saturday at 9 a.m. for another edition of Inside the Huddle on WILO.